Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thank you for having me.
The Swine Health Information Center has released updated fact sheets for porcine circovirus 3, porcine astrovirus, and foot and mouth disease virus. First of all, a little bit of background. What is the Swine Health Information Center's role when it comes to the creation and distribution of fact sheets, and what are the objectives in that regard?
Our goal with the fact sheets is to provide very specific information on emerging and re-emerging pathogens. And with these new updated fact sheets, we can provide additional information that looks at disease outbreak demographics and a lot of information about these diseases. This is a key component of our mission to generate and communicate information for preparedness, prevention, mitigation, and response efforts for emerging diseases. And by providing that current and up-to-date information, that helps us, again, support our mission.
What types of information do the fact sheets typically contain and why? Who typically uses the fact sheets and how and with what objectives?
These fact sheets are developed and supported by a literature review of each of the individual pathogen. And within each sheet, it encompasses information on the pathogens important to the industry, potential public health impacts, epidemiology, pathogen, clinical signs, diagnosis and detection, treatments, immunology, and even mitigations, and much more items. But these are all available to anyone that is interested in any of these diseases.
How important is this aspect of knowledge transfer, and what has been the response of producers and veterinarians to the availability of the fact sheets?
It's very important to be able to provide the basic information about these pathogens because we also know a lot of them do have changes over time, and having the fact sheets provides us the infrastructure to be able to update information as it comes in regarding these different changes. And so it's very important to be able to have a public and reliable resource of information for any stakeholder to utilize as they have concerns or just want to learn more about some of these emerging disease threats.
How can anyone interested access the updated fact sheets or get more information?
All of our fact sheets can be found at swinehealth.org, and these particular fact sheets also are mentioned in our May SHIC newsletter.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Again, for any of this information, you can find it at swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.